You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the government granted approval for children between 12 and 15 to receive the Pfizer vaccine. This comes after MedSafe gave the age bracket provisional approval in June, with other nations also agreeing that vaccinating 12 to 15-year-olds was safe. There are around 265,000 children in New Zealand who will now be eligible for vaccination against COVID-19. Louis spoke to Children's Commissioner Andrew Beecroft about the approval and the role of children in the COVID-19 vaccination program. He began by asking Andrew Beecroft why this decision has been made.
Oh, I think it's realised that children of that age are highly mobile. We've seen the way that outbreaks can occur in secondary schools. I think the medical protocols have now been carried out. Everything's entirely safe. And it's seen as an important tool in eliminating COVID in New Zealand. And I welcome it. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great for children.
Yeah, although you did say it's all entirely safe, but Jacinda Ardern said that Cabinet didn't make the decision lightly. Do you have any idea what the possible setbacks or, I guess, issues were with making this decision?
I'm not a paediatrician, least of all a health expert, but all that I've read is that the medical experts, the public health experts, and the immunologists have checked things out, and the Pfizer vaccine that's been approved is considered in all respects safe. And for me, I go with that, for me and my family and our community, and I agree with it.
So seeing as it has been approved now, what will be the process for getting kids 12 to 15 vaccinated? What's the consent around that? How do you go about it?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that parents will, when they get vaccinated, take their children. I think that parents, I hope, will be encouraging their children to be vaccinated. They'll be talking about the fact that it's been approved, it's considered safe, that it's a responsible thing to do. And I'm not sure, actually, the details haven't been announced yet. Maybe it will be delivered and administered through schools. I'm just waiting that detail. But the good thing is that children are now also being prioritised and can get vaccinated. I hope that parents always see it as a positive thing to keep their children, their family and their community safe, and they will encourage vaccinations by those 12 and over.
Yeah, because I guess because it's consent through the parents, if there are parents who don't support vaccinations or something, are there issues around that?
Yeah, you're raising an interesting, I guess, hypothetical question. It's a complex area. I couldn't give a definitive answer, but for medical procedures that are routine and straightforward and minor, then parental consent, the consent of a guardian, usually isn't required. Heaven help us, we don't want to get to that stage, but children 12, 13, 14, 15, where it's been carefully explained to them, where they know the health benefits, they're appraised of any risk, they're quite able to give consent. And I guess you could have a good argument as to whether this sort of procedure
is... So do you think that children between 12 and 15 should be involved in the vaccination process?
Absolutely. And I think they should be talked about it, and the discussion should start in their home, and they should be ready to go. There's good material on the Ministry of Health website. If children have any concerns, if parents have any concerns, that should be the starting point.
And education around these vaccines, especially COVID, do you think it's something that we should look at introducing in schools, in the curriculum, in the health system?
Yeah, in fact, I think the answer is yes to that, of course, but I think most children that I speak to know of the risks, know the benefits. They want to be socially responsible. They want to do their bit for the community. Most children that I've spoken to, all of them, know that it's something they want to do, say it's the right thing to do, and it's their way of helping. And they can encourage older members in their family to be vaccinated too. I think it's great now that all existing appointments, where there are for adults, where there are children can come along too. I mean, I think we're really going to speed things up. I think it's good. You just need to hear about how quickly things can spread in secondary school to realise that it's a good step.
Yeah, that's something I wanted to touch on, because especially the cases now and the cases previously, there's been a lot in colleges and in intermediates. Do you think that it's important then that this age group should have been vaccinated earlier, almost as a source of mitigation?
Yeah, well, that's an answer really for the policy experts. I'm not sure what was the delay, but clearly it was being well thought through, and we got to the stage where it's considered perfectly safe. But yes, children are highly mobile. They move around. We've heard from secondary schools that they've talked about everybody at the school should be considered a close contact because of the mobility of teenagers. So I think it's a good step in the overall aim to eliminate COVID.
Yeah, and one of the important points I saw Dr. Rauri Jansen brought up there, because Māori and Pacifica have much younger age structures, with almost 30% of their population under 16, vaccinating children is crucial to protecting wider whānau. Do you think this was something that was factored into the decision-making?
I'm sure it was, and it's a very good point. And I think Māori and Pacifica communities are much younger on average. And if we're going to really prioritise those communities, then doing it through over 12s is a very good and effective way to do that. And that's why I think it's such a positive step. And indeed, I think younger Māori and Pacifica children are very good at advocating the benefits of it to their older family members.
Yeah, so I guess what I gather from the stuff you've said now is that almost one of the most important things for young people getting vaccinated and being educated about it is spreading information to the rest of the whānau. Is this something that you think should be prioritised, that sharing of information supporting vaccinations?
Yes, I do, and I actually think now that we're, as it were, on a compulsory family meal table, whānau time's important. I think whānau can talk about the issue, we can put it on the table, we can talk it through, we can say that it's been carefully looked at, researched, and that it is a positive step. I mean, these are discussions that can be had now within families and wider families, and I think that's something that we should all be talking about.
So for you, I guess, the role of children in New Zealand's COVID response is crucial.
Absolutely. And I think the step that's been taken prioritises the needs of children. I mean, children too are entitled to the highest possible standards of health. And I think this is a very principled and positive step and announcement for children. I think it's great. I welcome it. And children are, as we've said, sort of advocates and evangelists in the best sense for why vaccination is important. I think they'll be right behind it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.